HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed this whole Egel thing to happen. Right after that amazing connection, Klal Yisrael saw everything they saw. And then they go and do the Egel. Why did they let it happen? Right? V'hinei aboira yisborach henik isaizdamnus levarer zois miyad. We said that Klal Yisrael had to prove that the marriage was a covenant of rotzoin and not kefir. We don't want to be in this relationship because you forced us. You didn't give us a choice, right? What you showed us was like, that's not fair, right? You show me your bank account, okay? See, the zeros keep going, you know? That's not fair.
Okay. That's very funny. When I got married, I had a job that was making $11,000 a year. I showed my wife my pay stubs. Wow, we're rich since we got married.
Baruch Hashem, asameach b'chelka, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not fair. You showed me everything, the gilui, Har Sinai. Klali, so I want to say, I want to do this because I want to do it. I want to do this because I want to connect to you, because I want to be married to you, not because I don't have a choice, right? V'hinei aboira yisborach henike isaizdamnus levarer zois miyad la'achar ma'amad Har Sinai. Immediately after Har Sinai, Hashem said, okay. You wanna prove your loyalty, you wanna prove your that you know this is Mirotzon, fine. Free will, do what you like. Spit in my face. Right? Remember the marshal. Am Yisrael kulo hoyo mole ba'oiso sho avo v'gaguim l'Hashem Yisborach. You cannot imagine the love and the gaguim, the yearning, You can't even translate it. It's like an incredible feeling of we want to connect to this, right? The choson revealed himself to them in his full glory, right? Right? They had a leader who saw everything with a clarity that no other Novi ever could get to. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Vehine. Ha'ish Moshe Boishesh Lovoy. Right after the Mamad Har Sinai, what happens? That Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That leader who had incredible access to the higher dimensions. Boishesh Lovoy. He's not coming when he said he was coming. Not only that. Nitno Roshus La Soton. La Midon Benisoyan Mar Bekoshe. The Soton was given the free green ticket, go ahead, put them through a test, no problem. Let's test the loyalty here, right? Who hero lohem es mitosoi shel Moshe. He showed them the coffin of Moshe Rabbeinu. Usvurim ayu ki Moshe meis. They thought, that's it, Moshe Rabbeinu is not around anymore. Behirus noiroho hishtalto aleihem. Not sure how to translate that. Where's not yet?
How can they survive a test?
The heroes
like
normally
that?
Beings of clarity, huh?
When they see the coffin there, how can they survive a test like that? That's
you just saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I
just
know,
saw the
Gilui. Well, suddenly, what is that?
You just saw the real thing.
I know, but what is that?
Say that Moshe is not God.
I understand, but that's.
I'm not minimizing the test. Yeah, these people were the highest level you can get to, okay? I'm just saying, Mitzad Sheini, because Baruch was testing them. Are you fully dedicated to me or not? Or is Moshe Rabbeinu part of the equation there?
So it's not going. Yesterday was they were testing Hashem, the Moshe. So now it's changing it?
No, it's not changing. How did they get to that point that they were testing Hashem? How did they get to that point where they made the ego? So he's explaining. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Bechira to make a mistake.
Right.
When the Satan put them to the test, and they saw the bed of Moshe Rabbeinu, the
coffin.
Bed's the wrong word, what's the word?
The coffin.
The stretcher, yeah. The coffin, yeah. So, Choyser Behirus Noiro, the lack of clarity, an incredible
here.
No, no.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the word.
That could be. Whatever, they saw the funeral procession. You know, they saw that's it. Moshe. Choiser behirus noiro ishtalto aleim. An incredible lack of clarity overcame them. This is like scary, right? Moshe Rabbeinu took you out into the desert, right? He's done all these amazing nisim for you. He's like leading you, and suddenly we're on our own. Desert.
The lights get switched off, and you're scared.
You're terrified. You're terrified, right? You're terrified. The tour guide dropped off the cliff. Okay.
The lights
in the middle of nowhere, right? And he's not only a physical tour guide; he's a spiritual tour guide. He's taught you everything you know, right? He's the one who you put your trust in him when you went out of Mitzrayim, right? Now, you have to understand. Let's explain. Ad shekoimet shulei ba'om. This is very important. Until a small group of people in the nation. There were a few million people there, okay? How many people died in the Egel? A few thousand, right? What percentage is that in out of 3-4 million, right? It's a fraction, right? Ad shekoimet shulei ba'om. Until the small little fringe group in the nation. From those who were at the lowest level of Imuno in that generation, Erev Rav, known as the Erev Rav, Osu es ha'egel azov. But first, let's bona se seder, as they say in Hebrew. Let's Klal Yisrael do not do the egel. Okay? Klal Yisrael were stunned into a shocking reality. Moshe Rabbeinu is not around. They were. Maybe that's how it came about, the eagle, because they were caught unawares by that vision, and in that moment of confusion, the Erev Rav managed to do something. Otherwise, they would have stopped them.
The only reason the eagle is because Hashem made a nest when they couldn't.
Okay. Yeah. That's part of the Nisoyon. Hashem hemidon benisoyon. Hashem put them through an incredible Nisoyon, right? Kan nitno hizdamnus lakalo legalois. Here was the opportunity for the color to show that she's desperate, she wants this marriage very much. Come no matter what, I want this marriage with Moshe, without Moshe, I want to be in this. Even in a situation of utter confusion and darkness, like he said, the lights are out, right? We've lost our tour guide. We're in the middle of the boondocks. Don't know what's going on, right? In that situation, Hashem wants to know that he adayin mamtino ach verach lechasono. Where is she turning her eyes at that point? Who's she asking for? At that point of confusion and bilbul. Is she asking for the chosen? Is she calling out, where are you, chosen? Help, save me. Ulam ledavon leiv. The tzareinu arav, and we're suffering other yom hazeh from this. And again, we can't talk about the Dor HaMidbar. We know what happened. Had we been there, who knows if we would have got to Mamad Har Sinai Bichla. We said we would have got out of Egypt. Even. I'm not talking as... Yeah, and I've been there. I mean, it's obvious. Wait for Hashem. He's going to stay. He's not going to... Talking about people on the 49th level of Kedusha, right?
How does this match with the theme yesterday? I understand. There seems to be a break. The mashal yesterday was that the we, as the woman, spit
in the king, in the king's eyes. So you're saying...
You're saying Hashem was testing us. How does it together?
Hashem allowed us to... You're saying how are we testing him?
Yeah,
he's testing us.
The marshals seem to be not matching. They're both nice, but they're not connecting.
Let me think about it. In order for this marriage to be a ishto kegufo marriage, we said it has to be that the kalo is free to do whatever she likes.
Right.
How do you get to a situation of being able to do whatever you like when your partner is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you've just seen the Gilui? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create the situation of confusion.
So they were drunk.
Where they were confused, they were caught off guard. So what do you do in that moment?
Okay.
Are you still at that moment? Are you still committed to the relationship?
And then we spit in his face.
Yeah. Instead of turning to him and renewing our commitment, that doesn't matter what situation we're in, we're sticking with you, Hashem. We spit in his face. We create the ego. I think that's what it, I think he's going to explain it. But let's see.
Where's your Shalom? Just want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Tanis. Perek Dalet Halacha Hey. In Yerushalmi, it goes. It's called Halachas.
Is it different for a nisayon for a person than it is for a klal? Hashem doesn't give a person an exam that he can't handle. Hashem knew they weren't going to handle this one. He wanted to show the power of tshuva. That's what I believe, anyways. But is there a difference between an individual and a klal?
No. I think the same rule applies. Well, otherwise, Hashem wouldn't have given any nisayon that they couldn't stand by.
Well,
you see, the whole Klal Yisrael didn't fail. It was a small group of the Erev Rav.
Yeah.
Now you can get into the whole discussion. No, why did they take the Erev Rav with in the first place? All those questions. Okay.
No, but they said there was some guilt on everybody's part. At least in their hearts, they had some suffering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Except for Levi.
Yeah. Yeah. Lord, that's a good question. Now comes, I think, the answer to your question. In other words, on the other hand, to stop and talk to them, my mother's picking me up. On the other hand, Nisgale kan bimoloi oitzmosoi. Here was revealed in a full picture. Koyach habechira chofshis shiniten bidei odom. Here Hashem gave the. In other words, you're not. You can do what you like. We are married. I'm totally committed. In order for marriage to be that, the kala has to be able to, like we said, in order for it to be ishto kugufoy, she has to be able to do whatever she likes. She can't be forced to into the marriage. She can't be so golui that she doesn't have a choice. She has to have a choice. So here we see that she really had that choice. What did she do with it? A different question. Nizgale kan b'molo yotzmoso koyach ha-bechira ha-chofshit sheniten bidei ha-odom. Nizgale la'am Yisrael she'im hu yamoid b'nechishus u'mitoich rotzon az b'darkoi. Klal Yisrael was shown that if they stick to their commitment, right, and they really grab on, hold on tight to the cause. Hu yochol lagia lepsogois shema'olam lashir. They can get to summits, incredible heights that have never, you could never ever dream of reaching such heights, right? 49th level of Kedusha, Ma'amad Har Sinai, and you just came out of Mitzrayim 49 days ago. If you commit the Na'aseh v'nishba, you want to go with it, you can get wherever you want to get to. Right? In spirituality. Kan no'ut shorshoi shel ha-mavak ben Moshe Rabbeinu la-Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here, in this nekuda, lies the answer to the puzzle of the struggle between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hold on to the luchos. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu revealed ki Hashem Yisborach megale kan roiveid omoik upnimi hatomun bekesher hanisuyin shilonu imoy. I'm going to carry on reading. I don't want to translate it wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu megale kan es koyach habechira hachofshis V'noisen lakalo lasois keretzoino. How did Moshe Rabbeinu win that struggle? He says, I'm not good. In other words, you want to hold on to it? You want to grab the luchos against what I'm saying? Grab it. Zui amashmoz shel amusag ishtoy kegufoy. What does it mean, ishtoy kegufoy? Nitenes efsharus liyisroel lasois masim hamoychichim al balus gemuro val retzoyna achofshi ba'oysa keshe shel nitzuin. There's no coercion here. There's no whip that's going to whip you to stay in this relationship. You could do what you want. Klal Yisrael had the free will to do what they wanted. Let me just see what this other line means. Moshe Rabbeinu gilo ki Hashem Yisborach megale kan roived omoik. Because Baruch is revealing a very deep roived. Pnimi had tomun because a very deep secret and yesoid that lies in our keshen nisuin with him, which is bechira chofshis. In other words, in order for any relationship to work, it has to be that each side feels that they can do whatever they want. They're not forced to stay in that relationship. It's a free, like we said all along. Me'amaiseh shel cheto egel hevin Moshe Rabbeinu, from the maiseh of the egel, Moshe Rabbeinu understood, ki im koi godol hu koyach ha-bechira ha-chofshis, that if the koyach of bechira ha-chofshis is so great, ad shebekaviyochol nitan lifol boy neged Hashem yisborach shekaviyochol, that it goes to the extent that you can even go neged Hashem Yisborach kaviyochol. You can even grab onto the luchot and wrestle them away from him kaviyochol. Harei shenitan gam lo kachas es koyach habechira achofshis. Uve oiso oitzmo lehovek beemtza utsoi leman atzad atoiv. Not only can the Bechira Chofshis be used to go and make the Egel Azov on the one hand, but Moshe Rabbeinu understood in that second that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Egel Azov to happen by letting them exercise their Bechira Chofshis, then Kol Shekein on the other side, we can exercise the Bechira Chofshis and wrestle the Torah Kaviyochol to our side as well. Anyone out there? It's not so clear. It's hard to understand. I think I'm copying the Nakudaya. I'll say it again. Me'amaisa shel cheta egel, hevin Moshe Rabbeinu. From the maisa or egel, Moshe Rabbeinu chapt. Right? He understood. That if the Bechira Chofshis, the concept of the Bechira Chofshis is so great a power, that you can even use it to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make an eagle, that's the extent of the Bechira Chofshis, that he lets you go all the way to the left and go and make an eagle and say, Ele Elohecho Yisrael Asher Eluchu Me'eret Mitzrayim. Then 1 second. Surely then we can use the same Bechira Chofshis in the other direction. Harei shenitan gam lo kachas es koyach ha-Bechira Chofshis. Uba oiso oitzma, and with the same power that Klal Yisrael used to go all the way to the left, we can go all the way to the right. Lehe oveg be'em tzu'utsoi, to struggle using the Bechira Chofshis Leman atzad atoiv, to the other side, to go even more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I don't think you guys need it. No, I want the Torah. We want. If there's Bechira Chofshis, you got to give us a chance. I don't think you guys are worthy anymore. No, we need that Torah, we need it. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're going to hold on to it. We're going to go more the other in the other direction, right? More than HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought we needed. Dehainu. Let me just finish the sentence. Le'ha'ovek u'le'ilochem avur retzoneinu le'kabel es ha'toiro. Now we had to struggle to get the Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take it away. Now we had to fight the other way. And Moshe said, well, if we can make an Egel, then surely we can get the Torah anyway using the same Koach HaBechiru Chofshit. It's getting clearer. These are difficult concepts. The whole concept of Bechiru Chofshit is something that takes a lifetime of work to understand. Vayehi ma hadvorim yevuori b'hemshech. He said, we're going to explain this concept more in the future, and I have to go, because they're waiting for me outside. What's the question?
Us with our children, sometimes we have to let our children make the biggest mistake to try and advise not to do something, and they want to do it. We just have to let them go and do it. They make that big mistake. They come back, and they're like, hold on a second. You know, I want to listen to you now. I want it. And they can go from one extreme to the other.
I need to think about it. If that's the same Nakuria, I need to think about it. I'm not sure. Anything about it. Okay.
All right, Mike.
Go.